A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Well, well, good to be back. 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have sunshine, 52 degrees. KSL's top story. The governor of Utah has unveiled a new state budget, and it includes a tax cut. It had come in the form of a grocery tax credit. Team coverage of the budget begins with KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz. She reports this credit would help lower and middle income families the most.
State projections say this grocery tax credit will give families making $100,000 or less a year more money back than just getting rid of sales tax on food or cutting income tax. The amount you get back is based on how much you make and the number of kids you have. Some in the governor's own party have pushed for a broad income tax cut, and some Democrats and hunger groups want the food sales tax gone to help low-income families.
Democratic Representative Jen Daly Provo says she likes this idea, but wants extra money allocated to educate people about how to receive the credit. The governor's new budget proposal also includes hundreds of millions in leftover pandemic money for the schools. Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson says education spending would be just shy of $1 billion.
$556 million of which will be going to K-12 schools and $420 million going to higher ed.
Thanks to the leftover pandemic money, all-day kindergarten could be expanded, better mental health resources could be available on college campuses, and more programs would be aimed at teaching students job skills. The governor's budget would also invest big in water projects. Team coverage of the budget continues. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Governor Spencer Cox is focusing on water conservation and quality in his 2022 budget.
Total over $500 million in investing in water.
Cox made the announcement this morning on Antelope Island, and his reason for being there was his response to the dwindling Great Salt Lake.
But you know how important that ecosystem is to the state of Utah. We care about it.
The governor wants about $51 million to go toward better protecting and managing the lake in partnership with money set aside for it by the legislature. The rest of the $500 million will go toward drinking water projects, agriculture improvement, and water resource utilization. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 302. President Biden met with Russia's president this morning about Ukraine. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the president meeting with Vladimir Putin in a video conference in an attempt to stop Russia's march to war. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president told Putin if Russia invades Ukraine, there will be swift consequences.
The United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures. We would provide additional defensive materiel to the Ukrainians above and beyond that which we are already providing.
On Capitol Hill, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham was asked about the president's meeting.
Now we talk about wide and deep bipartisan support to punish Russia.
After the call, the president also briefed the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and UK on the conflict. Meantime, Democrats are slamming Republicans for rejecting a proposal to attach a debt limit fix to the annual defense policy measure.
There are some Republicans that demonstrate to us day in, day out, will do anything to slow down the Senate and to obstruct efforts to keep this government open.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin voicing his outrage. Also in the nation's capital, the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor was marked at the World War II Memorial. Taps being played to honor the more than 2,400 service members and civilians who were killed. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
You might have noticed internet problems today. Amazon's cloud service suffered a huge worldwide outage this morning. It impacted a host of services from Venmo to Netflix to Disney Plus. Numerous apps were affected, and just what Amazon doesn't need at Christmas time, the outage left Amazon warehouse workers sitting on their hands, unable to use those package scanners. Amazon Web Services has slowly been coming back online this afternoon. The outage is also impacting UTA's Go Ride app. You can't purchase tickets or view your passes. SLIC, Salt Lake Community College, is telling students the outage is affecting Canvas. That's their student portal. And we will update you here on KSL News Radio as Amazon hopefully gets its act together. KSL News Time 304, over the past 12 months, Utah Highway Patrol has issued nearly 4,500 tickets to people going more than 100 miles an hour. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with details. Paul?
And Jeff, that is roughly 1,000 more than what they issued in 2019. So far this year, over 4,500 have been passed out. UHP Sergeant Cameron Roden says troopers only enforced the most egregious speeders in 2020 in order to limit the spread of COVID-19. But he says they are not turning a blind eye to drivers going that fast anymore.
Those high speeds are definitely not something that we'll be tolerating, and it's something that leads to really severe accidents when you get speeds that high.
And even though troopers limited their tickets to only the most reckless speeders in 2020, they still issued over 5,100 citations for drivers going over 100 miles an hour that year. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 305. Len, let me get this straight. I'm out for an extended period. I finally come back to work, and Ricky took the day off today? Something I said?
I'm not sure. Maybe it was something you ate. I don't know.
This might have to flowers or something. Len Thomas is here with the traffic. What's going on?
Well, welcome back, Jeff. And we're looking pretty good right now. We have a wreck northbound of the 2700 South on the west belt, taking two right lanes. Getting better, though. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yes.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.